Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about self-honesty, being honest with ourselves. Do we know who we are? Do we really know who we are now? Maybe we knew who we were before, but maybe we're not that person anymore. So, self-honesty, I felt like the word honesty, yet another word that we can add to the list that needs to be unhijacked. Honesty, when I think of honesty, you know, it's great to be honest, all these things. But self-honesty, I think, oh, well, is somebody going to tell me, like, that I'm not being honest with myself, that I'm lying to myself? Like, you know, just be honest. Just tell me the truth. Just be honest. It can kind of be annoying. So what do I really mean by honest? And what do I mean by unhijacking honest? Well, honesty is a really great thing because that's where the truth lies and that's where the light is and that's where the love is and that's where you really are. So self-honesty is about looking within, and guess what? I mean, right now, woo, mama, are we going through it? But it's great. I mean, if you can just, well, I was going to say hang on, but like there's nothing to hang on to. If you can just flow, if you can flow, then the cleansing and all of this banging around can be a wonderful experience, as long as we don't attach to the stuff that we're not, that we're wanting to let go of. Tom Lesher was saying that we're in a blender right now. And we've been in a blender for most of Aries. But now everything is starting to settle down. And by the way, welcome to Taurus land, the land of the bull, because that's where we just landed today. Today, happy Taurus to all you Taurians out there and everyone else. Taurus, Earth, bull. And we also have Mars in Taurus. We also have the moon in Taurus today, and Venus, which was in Taurus, is now going through Gemini, so that's a little easier. You're getting some support, and you're not alone. Venus likes to be comfortable, and it's the female side. These are the personal planets, Mars and Venus. Venus is the personal female, the inner female. Through Gemini, a thinker, a jury and judge, looking at all the different sides, being able to, you know, have a conversation that's working with Taurus that wants the money and the grounding. And it's like the oxen and the plow stirring up the earth. Tom Lesher's quote right there from the Pele Report. Great analogy. I mean, we're pushing through. We are pushing through and we're digging up the earth behind us. Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. So once again, grounding, but flowing. Oh, the paradoxes, they are everywhere. They are everywhere. So I was going to wait to get to this, but I feel like we should talk about emotions. Talk about the emotions that are going on right now, because that's part of the blender and that's what's going on. We're feeling things. We may or may not know why. They may come up at inopportune times, spontaneous tears or anger or elation. Well, congratulations, because, you know, it may look freaky to the world, but it's the truth, and it's us cleansing, as long as we don't attach to it. And what do I mean by that? when some sort of sadness comes up. Let's say at first you don't know why, but all of a sudden you feel like bursting into tears. So what does your brain do? You ask yourself all kinds of questions. So what's that conversation, first of all? And what do we, if we don't know what it is, then what? Then we feel the emotion and we just let it be. And we go, okay, I guess I want to feel sad right now. And that's what's going on. And then we can see, well, is there a why? Is there some sort of why? And it may or may not attach to something that is going on in your life or something that has been bothering you. It may trigger something that you never thought of before. It's like sadness and this event or this person. And then there's self-discovery there. So it's usually about something. Again, we may or may not know in the beginning. I mean, that happens to me a lot. So that's where the flowing comes. But then once maybe we know what it is and we go, oh, I feel really sad about, you know, my mother dying or this relationship ending, or this person, you know, was a real asshole to me and did me wrong. So not attaching to it is allowing those feelings to be and to feel without going and attaching into, now I'm sad. It's the same thing that I said a few weeks ago. I am sadness. Sadness is me right now. Is different from I feel sad. What is it? I don't know. Well, it's funny. It's like I'm trying to put it together with all the sides, you know, the channel side and what I have to say about it. And I think this is very indicative of like how a lot of us feel right now. It's not so easy to have it all together. I don't know if anybody does right now. I mean, it's such an integration of all the sides of ourselves. And emotion is a big part of it. And emotions come up and it's just how we deal with it. But then after we've dealt with it, you feel this, whoa, like, where am I? And it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it is, okay, like, we're in a whole new territory here, and how do we put things together? How do we formulate things? And that's where the self-honesty comes in, because what I mean by that is we thought we were someone before. We've been on this earth for however many years you've been on this earth, and you formulate opinions as to who you are and what you're doing and how you do it and how you say it and you know, your vibe, what you like. But that's all changing right now. I mean, that is all changing. So in the meantime, it's look around time. Just look around and go, okay, I guess it's a lot of asking yourself the question, like, how do I feel about this? But I think we're going to another level with the how do I feel about this? It's really like, how do I feel energetically? How do I feel energetically and accepting however it is and flowing with it? And with a little courage, we can go to places that we've never been to before. A little courage of going, you know what? I think that I like this. And it seems like I am drawn to this, even though I thought it was always that. It's actually this. At least it is right now. Let's explore this. And not worrying about what it used to be. And that in and of itself is a strange place to be, because it is like a death of self. You're moving past who you used to be and leaving it behind and stepping into the new you, not quite fully aware of everything that you are. So it's a sensitive time. life and death. I mean, if we can conquer this, people, if we can conquer how we feel about life and death, and even the mini deaths that we have every day. I mean, some of us have to cut off friendships or cut off relationships or cut off family members because they're in, you and they are in two totally different places, and somebody realizes that there's no reason for you to be together, even if the other may not accept it. Well, you know, it's our truth because it's my truth. Like, I'm feeling this and you're still feeling me, but I've got my reasons for not feeling you. So I have to honor me right now. It can sound selfish, but again, if you're paying attention, you know what your vibrational vibe-friendly place is. And if these people are not jiving in it, then they don't fit. But it doesn't mean that we don't love them or have love for them or feel, you know, like, I'm sorry that you have to go. So, but if we see it from the big picture, that we're all finding out who we truly are, and then a lot of these society rules are done with. If we're all finding our path right now and we're all looking to see where our road is and who we really are and what is my inner truth and what really makes me tick and what do I love and what do I really want? What do I dare to see for myself in a glorious life, a glorious life? So anything that is not in alignment with that glorious life, other people and stuff that's going on in you has to go. Has to go. With love and light, always with blessings. You don't have to like the people. You don't have to like the stories that have happened to you. But we bless them and we thank them because they got us to exactly where we are and this understanding of contrast. Understanding of contrast. So that being said, cutting off all these people, we are also seeing who we are connecting with and who we are really jiving with and who's on our same page. And then when we have these people around us and then we have new people coming in that, you know, you see kind of instantly that you're jiving with them and you can be your honest self. You can be your true self. And they can too. And it's a discovery party, really. And what is more fun than that? And that's what Venus in Gemini is about right now, is finding your support group and finding, you know, who are the people that make you happy and who are the people that make you laugh. And see what you're working out. Like, you know, be honest with your friends. The people that you know truly love you and accept you as whatever you are, and people who are working on their own things too, as are you, you know, when you click. So using those relationships, talking to them, especially you guys, if you're not talking to your friends, your guy friends, your girlfriends, I suggest just start. Because, you know, who's going to open up? You can see so far in yourself, by yourself, but eventually you get to a place where you really need an outside source, head, brain, to see what's going on, see more of what's going on. And that's why we're community people. We don't live on islands. We start talking to soccer balls, you know, if we're left alone for too long. So using our community and being honest with our community. I mean, we're having this dance between like strength and weakness. And again, inclusion has to be both. We're always both. So do we always have to seem strong? Do we always, yeah, everything's great. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. All the time? It's not really honest. especially if you're doing your work. You know, a lot of us can be a mess, what we call a mess. It's actually a glorious mess. But still, we're not totally, you know, the warrior on the mountain knowing what he's doing, you know. So say it. You know, of course, watch your words and not being getting into, oh, you know, I feel like crap and blah, 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 some sort of pity party and feeling bad about yourself. But say, what's going on? Listen, I'm thinking about this. I'm feeling this. And that's what's up. What do you think? So there you go. Speaking of guys, here's my song for this week. Oh, my goodness. So glad to find him again, Mr. Eminem, who has always been one of my favorites, but was a little too, I don't know, I haven't really been listening to rap right now. I've been more on the classical meditation, Ravi Shankar tip. So, but anyway, looking for the song today, I found this one. Oh, beautiful song, Eminem. It's called Beautiful Pain. And I will see you in 3.5 minutes. Enjoy.
I can feel the heat rising. Everything is on fire. Today's a painful reminder of why. It can only get brighter. The further you put it behind you. But right now, I'm on the inside. Looking out for
tornado warning, today's like the morning after. Your world is torn in half. You're waking, it's wake to start the morning process. And rebuilding, you're still a work in progress. Today's a whole new chapter. It's like an enormous ass. Thunderstorm has passed you. Your weather didn't poke your thigh with the thorn bush that you used to smell the roses. Stop to inhale, can't even tell your noses. Stop, so focused on the bright side. Then you floor the gas pedal and hit the corner faster. More assertive, never looking back. May hit the curb, but every day's a new learning curve as you steer through life. Sometimes you might not want to swerve, but you have to avert a disaster. Lucky no permanent damage, cause they hurt you so bad. It's like they murdered your ass and threw dirt on your casket. But you return from the ashes, and that hurt that you have. You just converted to gasoline while you're burning the past. Standing in inferno and changing. Life. It happens all the time. They take your heart and steal your life. And it's as though you feel you've died, cause you've been killed inside. But yet you're still alive, which means you will survive. Although today you may weep cause you're weakened, and everything seems so bleak and hopeless. The light that you're seeking, it begins to seepin. That's the only thing keeping you from leaping off the mother freaking deep end. And I'm pulling for you to push through this feeling. And with a little time that should do the healing. And by tomorrow you may even feel so good that you're willing to forgive them. Even after all the shit you've been put through, this feeling of resilience is building. And the flames are burning quick as fire. We're through this building, you're still in. But your fireproof flame retard on you withstood it. And as you climb up to the roof, you're just chilling. You look down cause you're so over them. You can put the heel of your foot through the ceiling.
Time passes, things change every day. But wounds heal, but scars they remain the same. But the mountain's going down in flames. Hold on, man, that's the path of flame.
So feel the fire beneath your feet as you barely even perspire from the heat. Exhale deep and breathe a sigh of relief as you say goodbye to the grief. It's like watching the walls melt in your prison cell. But you've extinguished this living hell. Still a little piece of you guys to scream.
Find the light, find the light, find the light, find the light. Can we talk about Eminem for a second? I mean, this guy, talk about self-honesty and saying things that most people would not dare to say, do, think, write, rap about. I mean, from a very young age, from like 23, I mean, he came out of the gates running. And, you know, regrets some of it, says it in his songs, but you know, blesses it. He wouldn't be who he is right now. And now you hear those lyrics? I mean, it's a wonderful message. He's got another one called Guts Over Fear. And it's a pretty cool video, too, on Vevo. So, yeah, man, everybody's changing. You know, Slim Shady is now becoming a sage of wisdom. Oh, yeah, that's so good. So, yeah. Well, I want to share with you Tom Lesher's mantra for the week. This is from last week, but it rings true. We're not. He does it on Wednesday, his report. So the mantra is, with cool, calm objectivity, I examine what's going on. To get to the truth, to get to the point, so I'm not just wasting my time. So it takes determination, endurance, perseverance, and recognizing that, you know, if things aren't moving forward in a timely manner or, you know, not fast enough for you, it's not telling you that, or if you're meeting opposition, it's not telling you that it's wrong or that it's not going to work. I like to look at it from a life perspective, from if I was writing the story of my life, why, if I wanted to help my character, why would I have put certain things in this character's path? Why would certain things have happened? And sometimes it takes some digging, but you can find what makes sense. And when you get to the point where you go, yeah, I would totally write that. I would totally write that for my character. Then you got it. Then that's what's up. And that's what's happening. So, yeah, that's a great self-honesty, is what's your hero's journey and what's your God divine nature? I'll just pause on that for a second. What's your God divine nature? That's being honest with yourself. Are you, can you dare to find your God nature, your own Christ consciousness? A friend of mine, I saw a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking, and I forget what I said, but I was like, you know, just like Jesus. Oh, I was talking about, you know, people listening. Are people listening? I mean, I have a good amount of listeners, but like, who's listening? And I was like, you know, but Jesus went through the same thing. He was like, those who have ears will hear, and that's it. And, you know, many are not. So he was like, did you just compare yourself to Jesus? I was like, yeah, don't you? I mean, he's our greatest example. Beware the pedestalization of Jesus. To think that Jesus is something that none of us are and can become, you know, makes the whole thing futile. Then what's the big deal? Then why do we love Jesus so much if we can never be him? Yeah. I'll say it again. We're the second coming. There's no one guy coming. There's everybody coming. So wake up. Again, call it what you will. Christ consciousness works for me. But, you know, Muhammad's consciousness works and Buddha consciousness works, whatever you want to call it. But the consciousness of love and light that is this planet. So, and we all have a hand in it. And we're all here to do something. And it's not like other lifetimes where you can just live and die and be unaccounted for and unaccountable and just some number. I mean, there was a long waiting list to get here this time around. So, and, you know, if you were chosen, you're here for a reason. And the only way to find that reason and who you are is to let go of the stuff that's not working out for you and doesn't feel good. If it doesn't feel good, work on letting it go. And that includes, you know, the conversation that you have with your body. No matter what your body is, no matter how old or young, fat or thin, what's the conversation that you have with your body? Do you get mad when it asks you for food? Are you just like, ugh, I have to feed you again? Ugh, what am I going to eat? Ugh. You know, or whatever. You can fill in a million blanks with the body conversation. But my point is, are you having a good conversation? Is it full of love and appreciation? Or is it full of anger and judgment and not good enough? So, and if you're feeling those things, it's what I said in the emotions, is living through them, you know, releasing and flowing with it and letting it go, having no fear, and go, thank you, I bless you, and thank you. And that's it. And moving on. That's it. It's done. And you'll feel it. When you're done, you're done. You're just like, okay. Woo! And I am good now. I never have to think of that again if I don't need to or want to. Hallelujah. I mean, talk about the freedom of getting it done once and for all. Well, that's what we're in now. Phase 3. We've finished our eclipses. And, you know, phase 3, it's good. We have a little running start. And now we're in Taurus. I know we're digging up earth and we're grounding it and all these things, but it's moving forward. No one can run it. I mean, we have the running of the bulls. People go and they run with built bulls. Why? I mean, it's crazy. But the exhilaration of the running, well, you see how many planets are in Taurus? That's what's happening. So we might as well flow with it. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen. And we are not trampolines. So don't get trampled, right? So my daughter's advice is pick of the week. For those of you who would like to run with the bulls, it's a hardcore choice. I'm aware of that. And it's not for the faint of heart. So if you're scared, don't do it. But if you really want to see what's going on, daughter's advice is crystalline aligning. Only takes 2 or 3 drops to get the party started. And you will see. And maybe instantly or the next 2 days after you take these 3 drops and do a little meditation with it, it's aligning with your crystalline body. It's awakening with your and working with the God code within you. And working with your DNA strands, with light and constructing programs of activation. Also, if you work with crystals, it's a wonderful tool to work with your tools. So you can find crystalline aligning at spirittherapy.com, spirittherapynyc.com, or spirittherapynyc. And yeah, they have their own page, Daughter's Vices. And yeah, next week, oh, and if you would like a session with me, you can find me on spirittherapynyc.com as well. Or give us a call at 646-919-0540. Next week, I think we're going to talk about off-world teachers, which should be very interesting. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Be honest with yourself. Be happy with yourself. And listen to what yourself, all yourselves, are telling you. And with no judgment, that's my final thought on the matter. So love and light, love yourself so you can love the world. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Spirit Therapy Radio. I am Nicole Tomasini. Good night.